What's up, man? It's your man, Tucker Duffy, with that NFL draft recap, NFL schedule release, and I'm going to get into my Detroit Lions schedule release. So let's get into it. In the first round with the first pick, the Arizona Cardinals select, yes, Kyler Murray. He put his name in the draft out of Oklahoma. After last year, they drafted Josh Rosen, and you thought they would go with him again this year, but they took Kyler Murray with the first pick. Do I like that pick? No, not really. But it looks like they're going to go with him as the starting quarterback week one. And then with the second pick in the first round, the San Francisco 49ers select Nick Bosa. I like that pick. The third pick was Quinnen Williams, a defensive tackle out of Alabama. With the fourth pick, this is who I wanted my Detroit Lions to select. Cleveland Farrell, a defensive end out of Clemson, a national champion. The Oakland Raiders get him with the fourth pick, you know, after they get Antonio Brown in a trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, you hope Derek Carr can get back to his form. And I'm going to get to that Josh Jacobs running back pick that they got later in the first round. So we'll get back to that Josh Jacobs. With the fifth pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just cannot pass on him. The linebacker out of LSU, Devin White, I like that pick. They went with defense. He's going to look nice in that defense in that uniform. But what got to me was the sixth pick. I thought this was a joke. We all knew about the Eli Manning rumors. We thought they would trade him. They didn't. But you thought with this sixth pick, they would take Dwayne Haskins. They didn't. This is who they took. A quarterback out of Duke. Duke is not known as a football program, but it looked like they're trying to make it a football program, more of a football program. They took the quarterback out of Duke, Daniel Jones. I thought that was a joke, a waste of a pick, a stupid pick, something to just make the New York Giants fans collapse and mad, you know. But with the seventh pick, the Jacksonville Jaguars took Josh Allen, a linebacker out of Kentucky. Just like Duke, Kentucky is really not known as a football program, but they're trying to make it more of a football program. I think they get the steal of the first round. Josh Allen, the name everybody was talking about, who some people thought would be going number two, but he didn't. The eighth pick was my Detroit Lions getting one of Iowa's tight ends, T.J. Hockenson. You know how they had that two tight end set. T.J. Hockenson, he's nothing but a Brandon Pettigrew. You know the Lions drafted Brandon Pettigrew in 2009. They got Eric Ebron back in 2014. Both of them was below average with Calvin Johnson and without Calvin Johnson, whether he played or not. This is all T.J. Hockenson is. This is all T.J. Hockenson is. I can see if he was going to catch 50 balls this year with 600 yards and 8 touchdowns, an important 600 yards and 8 touchdowns, and they finished the season with 9-10 wins, I would be like, yeah, this is a good pick. He's a top 5 tight end in the league. He made the Pro Bowl as a rookie, but I just don't see this. This is what I see with T.J. Hockenson this year. 30 catches, 240 yards, and 3 touchdowns in a red zone. That's all he'll be. With the ninth pick, the Buffalo Bills take defensive tackle Ed Oliver. With the 10th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers take Devin Bush out of Michigan, a linebacker. The 11th pick was the Cincinnati Bengals, taking Jonah Williams out of Alabama, an offensive tackle. With the 12th pick, Green Bay Packers select Rashawn Gary out of Michigan, a defensive end. The 13th pick was Miami Dolphins, Christian Wilkins, a national champion out of Clemson. That defense was studied. He's a defensive tackle. 14, the Atlanta Falcons select Chris Lindstrom out of Boston College, an offensive guard. But with the 15th pick, the Redskins, they get the second steal. Alex Smith went down last year. They thought their former pick, Robert Griffin III, would pan out. They thought Colt McCoy would be decent. Oh, and then Kirk Cousins. Remember they had him? He was pretty decent with him. But now he's with the Minnesota Vikings. With the 15th pick, the Redskins select quarterback out of Ohio State, Dwayne Haskins. I like that pick. Something the Giants should have did with the 6th pick. But they did not do it, and they passed on Dwayne Haskins. That was stupid. The 16th pick was the Carolina Panthers, getting Brian Burns out of Florida State, a linebacker. And then back to the Giants with the 17th pick, the pick that they traded with the Cleveland Browns. The Giants select Dexter Lawrence out of Clemson, a national champion, a defensive tackle. We're just talking about that defense out of Clemson. That was a stud defense. The 18th pick went to the Minnesota Vikings. They get Garrett Bradbury, a center out of North Carolina State. The 19th pick was the Titans selecting Jeffrey Simmons out of Mississippi State, a defensive tackle. The 20th pick was Noah Fant out of Iowa, a tight end. Green Bay Packers select Darnell Savage Jr. out of Maryland, a safety, with the 21st pick. The 22nd pick was the Philadelphia Eagles getting Andre Dillard out of Washington State, an offensive tackle. With the 23rd pick, the Houston Texans select Titus Howard out of Alabama State, an offensive tackle. And with the 24th pick, that Josh Jacobs out of Alabama, running back. Oakland, they just keep adding on, keep adding on. They don't have Marshawn Lynch, so they went after Josh Jacobs. I like them two picks, Josh Jacobs and Clelin Ferrell. I give they first round grade an A+. The 25th pick went to the Baltimore Ravens. They get Marquise Brown out of Oklahoma, a wide receiver. 26th pick, back to the Redskins. I like this. I get a Redskins first round an A-. They get Michigan State transfer, Montez Sweat, out of Mississippi State, a defensive end. And then back to the Raiders with the 27th pick. They draft Jonathan Abram out of Mississippi State. Back-to-back Mississippi State players. It's 26-27. Jonathan Abram, a safety. With the 28th pick, Jerry Tillery out of Notre Dame, a defensive tackle, go to the L.A. Chargers. With the 29th pick, there's the Seahawks with L.J. Collier out of TCU, defensive end. With the 30th pick, now this is where the Giants got it right. I know they drafted Eli Apple and other cornerbacks before, but this is where they got it right. They get DeAndre Baker out of Georgia with the 30th pick. The 31st pick was Caleb McGarry out of Washington, an offensive tackle. And then with the 32nd pick, I knew the Patriots would get a wide receiver with this 32nd pick. I thought it was going to be J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, but they took N'Keal Harry out of Arizona State, a wide receiver. Now, I'm just giving you some things that stood out in the second and third round, not going through all of them. But what I like was the Arizona Cardinals stealing Byron Murphy out of Washington, a cornerback. With the second pick, the coach select Rock Ya-Sin out of Temple, a cornerback. Jawan Taylor was the third pick to the Jaguars out of Florida. With the fourth pick, Deebo Samuel out of South Carolina, a wide receiver, go to the San Francisco 49ers. With the fifth pick, the Panthers select Greg Little out of Ole Miss, an offensive tackle. Cody Ford goes to the Buffalo Bills with the sixth pick out of Oklahoma, an offensive tackle. Just giving you some things that stood out. Here's the Raiders again. They just keep adding big names, big names. Here they go defensive again. They get a big name out of Clemson. Back to that Clemson defense. National champion. They get Trayvon Merlin. That defense was dumb, studded with the 8th pick. And then with the 9th and 10th pick, back-to-back Broncos. With the 9th pick, they take Dalton Risner, Kansas State offensive tackle. And to go along with that, to protect him with the 10th pick, you thought he would be the 10th pick back in the first round, but they traded that pick, so they get them with the 10th pick. They get a win-win. They do get their player, Drew Locke, who I had in the mock draft, going to the Broncos out of Missouri. Quarterback Drew Locke with the 10th pick in the second round. And then with the 11th pick in the second round, my Detroit Lions select Jelani Tavai, a linebacker out of Hawaii. I thought that was stupid because look who they passed on. They passed on the 14th pick. In the second round, Greedy Williams out of LSU, a cornerback. People thought he would be a top 10 pick in the first round. And if he dropped, it was just going to be later in the first round. But he dropped all the way in the second round. And he go to the Cleveland Browns with the 14th pick. Just give me some more stuff that stood out. This is what the Detroit Lions could have did. See, in the second round, there was a tight end there. A bigger name than Hockenson to me. With the 18th pick, the Minnesota Vikings, they add on a tight end to go along with Kyle Rudolph. They get Irv Smith Jr. with the 18th pick in the second round. With the 19th pick, Titans just add on receivers. They get A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss with the 19th pick in the second round. There's Miles Sanders out of Penn State. I don't know if he's going to be like Saquon Barkley, who came out of Penn State last year. But there's a running back the Philadelphia Eagles needed. After that, Jay Ajayi. Injury last season, they get him with the 21st pick in the second round. Just giving you some more stuff that stood out. There's J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. That's going to be a nice receiver to go with Philly with the 25th pick in the second round out of Stanford. They get J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. And then here's another receiver out of Ohio State who played with Dwayne Haskins. The Colts get Paris Campbell with the 27th pick in the second round. And then here's a steal. The LA Rams get Taylor Rapp out of Washington, a safety, with the 29th pick. And then here's another steal. After they star receiver went down early, but came back later that year, the Seahawks get DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss with the 32nd pick. And then here's the first round. Just give me some stuff that stood out. There's Ja'Kai Polite going to the New York Jets, a defensive end with the 4th pick. Draymond Jones with the 7th pick. He goes to the Broncos. I like what the Broncos did in the draft. And then with the 9th pick in the 3rd round, my favorite running back coming out. After letting Jordan Howard go, they get David Montgomery out of Iowa State, a running back. And then here's another running back who got picked it out to him with the 10th pick, the Buffalo Bills. To go along with Shady McCoy, they get Devin Singletary out of Florida Atlantic, a running back with that 10th pick. Chase Winovich with the 13th pick in the 3rd round, a defensive end out of Michigan, goes to the New England Patriots. Another Michigan player selected by the L.A. Rams with the 15th pick in the 3rd round. He goes to the L.A. Rams, David Long, a cornerback. And then here's my Detroit Lions with the 17th pick in the 3rd round. They get safety Will Harris out of Boston College. I thought that was stupid because they probably passed on Jalen Ferguson, who went with the 21st pick in the 3rd round out of Louisiana Tech, a defensive end. And then there's the running back Damian Harris out of Alabama. He goes with the 23rd pick to the New England Patriots. Nothing really stands out, but the Carolina Panthers with the 36th pick in the 3rd round, they get a backup quarterback, Real Greer, out of West Virginia to back up Cam Newton. So that's pretty much it with the draft, but back to my Detroit Lions, I'm looking at ESPN. They ask a question after selecting Hockenson. What about Ed Oliver? They say that is going to be the question for at least a little while, in part because what happened the last time Detroit took a tight end in the top 10? That was Eric Ebron, who ended up being a pro bowler in Indianapolis. You know, he caught 10-plus touchdowns, and he was a pro bowler after being let go by the Lions, and he went elsewhere, and he got his fame, and he was a pro bowler, and the coach did nice, good things. But then to the NFL schedule release, usually Thursday is the Super Bowl winner. They go against the opponent, but they're doing something different this year. The Super Bowl winner is going to play Sunday night at 8:20 kickoff on NBC. It's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers at Gillette Stadium versus the New England Patriots. So that's when they will receive their rings. But the Thursday night game is the Packers at the Bears. That's going to be a solid game, but the game of the week to me is the Monday night game. It's going to be Houston versus New Orleans, Deshaun Watson versus Drew Brees, DeAndre Hopkins versus Michael Thomas, Houston defense versus New Orleans defense. Give me Houston in that one, -5, 25-20. That's going to be a nice game. It kicks off at 7:10 on ESPN. A doubleheader is the Broncos at the Raiders. Antonio Brown, former Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, make his debut. That is a 10:20 kickoff. And then my Detroit Lions kind of get shine. It's going to be a game that the nation tries to watch, you know, because they go up against the Arizona Cardinals. A couple years ago, they went against the Cardinals in the first game of their schedule. And Kenny Golladay caught a few catches with 69 yards and 2 touchdowns. So we'll see if he do it again against the Arizona Cardinals. But it's the Detroit Lions versus the number one pick this year, Kyler Murray. So we get a little attention in that. So that's kind of like a national TV game to us. And then you got the Chiefs versus Jacksonville. Patrick Mahomes going up against that Jacksonville defense in Jacksonville. And then you got the two running backs, Ezekiel Elliott versus Saquon Barkley at that big Dallas Stadium. It's a 4:25 kickoff on Fox. That's going to be a good game. It's a lot of good games the first week. But let's go to the second week. You got Thursday night game. Two black quarterbacks. Jameis Winston is at the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton. That'll be a nice game. And then here's my Detroit Lions at Ford Field going up against the L.A. Chargers. We'll get back to Detroit Lions. I'm going to break down their schedule. But the game of that week for me is Jacksonville versus Houston. That is going to be a nice game, and it is a division game. Another good game would be the Chiefs at Oakland. That's going to be a good game, watching Tariq Hill and Antonio Brown and Mahomes versus Derek Carr. That'll be a nice game. But another game of the week is New Orleans versus the LA Rams. Drew Brees versus Jared Carr. That defense versus that defense. That receiver versus that receiver. That'll be a nice game. It should be a shootout. And then here's the here's the Monday night game for the second week. It's Baker Mayfield versus Sam Darnold, 8:15 kickoff on ESPN. So we go to the Lions schedule. I really don't like their draft picks. It was same old Lions draft picks, and this is what they're going to get. The Trey Flowers free agent signing I thought was not really decent or nothing. You know, a Super Bowl winner. I don't know why he left the Patriots, but maybe he think he could win here with the whole New England Patriots personnel here with Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. So that's why I was like, is they going to trade Matthew Stafford for Tom Brady? Just bringing all these New England Patriots over here. I don't know. But I'm just going to give you a little, couple bold predictions. I think Matthew Stafford will finish, I don't know, with 3,500 yards, 28 touchdowns, 18 NOs. I'm not really expecting much from him. But if you see, I'm going to give you a bold prediction. I'm only expecting 4 or 5 wins. So if you're going to win 4 or 5 wins, you need to tank. Maybe we fake an injury. We get Matthew Stafford out because these first 4 games don't look good. I got him going 1-3. I'm going to break it down. Maybe you put Connor Cook in over him. Maybe you lose a couple more games. You only win 2 or 3 games. You get the first pick, and you get the quarterback out of Clemson who won a national championship this year, and you select him with the first pick, and you get Matthew Stafford out of here because people are sick of his stuff. But with the first thing, they go up against Arizona. At Arizona, they go up against Kyler Murray. I think that's a win. The second game, they go against the Chargers at Ford Field. That's a loss. Third week, they're at Philly. That's a loss. Fourth week, they're at Ford Field, Patrick Mahomes and Tariq Hill with that defense. That's a loss. Then they get a bye week. I think that's 1-3. They come back Monday night football against the bad man, Aaron Rodgers, at Green Bay, so it shouldn't be freezing. It should be warm because it's going to be October 14th. That's an 8:15 kickoff on ESPN. That's a loss. Then they go against Minnesota at Ford Field. That's a loss. At Ford Field again, the New York Giants. That's a win. Oakland, they're at Oakland. That's a loss. They're at Chicago. That's a loss. Back at Ford Field with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and Amari Cooper. That's a loss. Then they're at Washington. That's a win. Then Thanksgiving Day game. Back-to-back, they went against Chicago last year. They're going against them again. A 12:30 kickoff on Fox. That's a loss. Then they're at Minnesota the next week. That's a loss. Then they're going up against the Buccaneers the next week. That's a loss. Then they're at Denver the next week after that. Time to be announced. It's a Saturday game, December 21st. That's a win. And then the last game. The last few seasons, they've been going against Green Bay the last game. This last 16 game. Wow, I remember the last game where the Hail Mary to the tight end, and Aaron Rodgers threw the Hail Mary, and they won. And, you know, they cruised to the playoffs, and the Detroit fans was looking so stupid and stunned. They go against Green Bay again, just like last year and a couple years back. They go against Green Bay for the last game. You know, that's a loss. Only got this team winning 4 or 5 games. But here's a little breakdown. They say Detroit will play Green Bay on Monday, and they will host the Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving once again. And then they give you a breakdown. The 2019 Detroit Lions schedule is tied as the 19th toughest schedule in the NFL this year. I did not have to read that to know that. 19 is pretty much at the bottom. So this is a tough schedule when I looked at it. I'm like, only see 4 or 5 wins. If you're going to win 4 or 5, if you're going to only win 4 or 5, you need to tank for the Clemson quarterback. That's coming out next year. This is the ninth. They is tied as the 19th toughest schedule in the NFL this season. They say their opponents in 2019 have a combined record of 125 wins, 127 losses, and 4 ties. What a percentage of .496, pretty much, if you round it to the nearest 100, it's a .500 opponent. So pretty much, this is not a good schedule. So you should expect 4 to 5 wins, just like me. So therefore, I just broke it down. That's my recap of the NFL schedule, the Detroit Lions schedule, in the 2019 draft recap. Good day, good night. Wherever you listening, I'm Tucker Daffy, and I'm giving you that recap and them bold predictions. See you.